You are listening to a You Will Not Believe Tour Company audio walking tour. If you have not already done so, please go to the starting point on the map for this particular tour. Once there, hit play on your audio device. Once the tour begins, if you find yourself behind at any point, simply hit pause and resume once you've caught up. Also, please remember not to throw your audio device away after the tour. The You Will Not Believe Tour Company presents a tour of the Steinhardt Aquarium at the California Academy of Sciences, led by Casper Hauser. The starting point for this tour is the mezzanine level, next to the white alligator.
Welcome everyone to the California Academy of Sciences Aquarium. I'm Tom Bandy. I have been a docent here for 17 years, and the big news is tonight is my last night. They've decided to go in a new direction. I'm just a water guy. I love the water. I love fishing. I eat at Baja Fresh. My favorite song is Yellow Submarine. And I've been doing this for 17 years, and I guess I'm supposed to go and go in a new direction. But they're recording this so people can hear the Tom Bandy tour forever. The good news is that we got a young upstart taking over. He's enthusiastic. He's one of these computer kids, and his name's Floyd, and he's going to do the tour, and I'm just going to make sure he does a great job. Go ahead and take it away, Floyd.
Thanks, Tom. I'm super excited. Docenting has changed quite a bit since you started, and I think
one more thing. This man here in the woolly chaps is my adopted son, Osman.
Hi.
Osman Bandy. He's on mushrooms. It was not my first choice to have him here, but I couldn't leave him in the house.
Okay, everybody. So here we are on the mezzanine level, and this is our very first exhibit. Now, everyone look at the alligator behind me. He's our most famous resident, and what's the first thing you notice about it?
Well, everybody says he's white, but the real question is, where's his dick?
Okay, if I could just jump in and explain
I noticed something about him. He's the protagonist. He's a Lucifer-like figure, a white alligator, an anti-alligator, a negative alligator, a space where an alligator should be, a white whale, a white chocolate remedy in a way that I'm not like. I don't like being here near this creature.
Okay, follow me and let's move along. What we're going to do is turn around, put your backs to the white alligator, and go to the staircase on your right.
I usually would like them to take the left. It's a little easier for the old folks. But
stairs on the right, and when you get to the bottom of the stairs, look to your left. You're going to see a big old tank full of gar. That's an ancient fish. That's not what we're here to see right now, though. We're here to see what's in that glass case right across from the gar. What is it? Well, it looks like just a tank full of pythons, doesn't it? Just a bunch of snakes. But does anyone know what symbiosis is?
No, Floyd, no. Don't do this interactive shit, okay? If you start every exhibit with a question, you're going to be here all night, all right? Just tell them the animal you're going to tell them, then tell them the animal, and then tell them the animal you're going to tell them.
Thanks. Okay, now you're in for a special treat, folks. The California Academy of Sciences Aquarium is home to a special family of meerkats, and they live symbiotically with these little snakes. Where are the meerkats? Let's see if you can find the mama meerkat. She has two dots on her neck. That's why we call her Dottie. So look real closely, maybe under
the rock. Sometimes symbiosis is just a big fat fucking lie too. You don't hear the word symbiosis in divorce court.
Okay, whoever sees the first meerkat gets to name one of the babies. That's right. There's some new babies in there. Who can see them? Where are they?
Oh God damn it!
Where are all the meerkats?
Oh God damn it!
All I see is snakes.
Oh, they're all dead. Oh, these meerkats, they didn't make the mission. They fucked the monkey. Oh, the 2 p.m. crew must have forgot to feed the snakes. Every 10 years, symbiosis takes a big dump on meerkats.
I'm not sure where all the meerkats are. maybe we should move on.
Hang on a second. Like, am I totally out of my fucking mind? Like, did we just witness, like, 24 meerkats just transmigrate out of a snake's butthole and we're just going to kind of, like, move on? Does anyone want to hold space on this at all?
Huh? He wants to do a prayer for the meerkats. Is he?
And he's like, that cool?
Okay.
If you want to, you can repeat after me. Meerkat. Mamaga. Mahalalamaka.
Okay. Why don't we move on?
Hashwala.
Why don't we move on to the next exhibit?
How much of those things did you eat?
You know what? A lot, Dad. You guys go on. I'm going to kind of cuddle puddle here for a bit, maybe rip a few newts on my fey dog.
Okay, everyone. If we could move on to the seahorses, what you're going to do is, if you got your back to the gar and the meerkat, the ex-meerkat tank was in front of you where the snakes are, go directly to your right, and you're going to go about a little while past the Philippine coral reef until you get to the little box on your right, and that's the seahorse exhibit. If you need to press pause, that's okay. We'll meet up with you at the seahorses. Okay, anyone know how many times a day these little seahorse guys need to be fed?
I do. It's four times.
Four? Okay. We've been feeding them twice a day, so let's make a note of that. Another fact about seahorses is they're gay.
No, Floyd, no. Let's just go back to the old docent script. It's like this. Hey, Roger, what's this guy? Looks like a tiny little horse. I wish I could sidle up and bridle up and ride away, but I'm not a tiny little sea cowboy, so I guess I'm just going to have to wrestle on over to the stingrays. Hope we don't get bit.
Thanks, Tom. Docenting has gotten a little bit more fact-based recently, and here's an interesting fact. 38% of seahorse sexual relationships are, what, same sex.
Yeah, so but that doesn't mean they're gay. They could have been stuck in a three-room apartment at Ramstein Air Force Base waiting for the first C-130 out of there. If someone gets a blowjob, that doesn't make them gay.
They could have done coke. That would have made them gay.
Let's move on to the jellyfish tank. If you turn back around, pass through the Philippine reef exhibit again, and head straight ahead past that Philippine reef. There's nothing much in the Philippine coral thing. It's sort of a snooze fest. So eyes straight ahead, you're going to see a big tank. It's a cylinder in the middle of the room full of jellyfish.
Could I do this exhibit, please?
Well, we
please kinda... let me do this one, Floyd.
Okay.
I want everyone to hold hands with me. Everyone hold hands and circle the jellyfish exhibit. Okay, what we're going to do is, holding hands, we're all going to close in on the exhibit together, get closer and closer, and while we do that, we're going to say, whoa. And now as we back out, we're going to say, what the fuck? Wow. Okay, everyone hold hands. Do it with me, guys. Ready? Whoa. What the fuck? These are little tripper animals. Whoa. Hey, you blue jerrys, what are you doing up there? What the fuck? Look at the little blue jerrys tripping out. They're all in the tank together. And what the fuck?
Why don't we move on to the last exhibit that we're going to talk about? It's Northern California Sea Life exhibit. Just keep going straight in the direction you came from to get to the jellyfish. You'll go through a little portal door that's straight ahead from the jellyfish tank. Take a left and you'll find the California Coast exhibit. A big, beautiful tank full of all kinds of fish and sea life. Put it on pause if you need to find the California Coast exhibit. We'll meet up with you there. Okay, well, marine life responds to climate patterns. And El Nino is a climate pattern that occurs across the tropical Pacific Ocean.
You're boring them again, Floyd. El Nino, what does it mean in Spanish? The big boy. He's coming to change the weather forever. If you're a harbor seal, it's great. You might like the warmer water. If you're not, you might have to move down south.
Thanks, Tom. We're going to do a little more science-based docenting on this trip, and that means talking about warm oceanic phases and cool oceanic phases.
You know, that's not what they want. This is, hey, who wants to see what's inside a shark's stomach? Huh? Who wants to see what's inside a shark's stomach? This is the biggest crowd pleaser of all time. I never come to work without my shark bag. Give me the bag there.
That's not your shark bag, Dad.
Let's see what we got here, okay? And these things have iron stomachs. They will eat anything in the world. This came out of a nurse shark that they caught over the weekend. Oh, look at that. A beer can. It got a whole beer can. And what else here? We got... Oh my goodness, it ate some pink man panties, or more of a leopard pattern.
Those are mine.
Oh gosh, look, a rubber cucumber.
Give me that,
it ate
please.
A rubber cucumber. Iron stomachs, people, iron stomachs. It ate a book. It ate a book. What's it reading? Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. Huh?
Dad,
I've never seen anything like it.
The shark bag.
Okay, wow, there's a little card here.
It's for you. It's for your retirement. Open it.
You're my real dad, and I'm quitting drugs? Not this Saturday, but next Saturday?
Yep.
This is the best retirement gift I've ever received.
I love you, Dad.
Happy retirement, Floyd. In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. We all live in a yellow submarine.
I still hate fishing. I don't want to go fishing, but I do want to do mushrooms with you, Dad. I think it would help a lot. You think it would help me? Please stop hugging me. You can let me go. You can let go of me now. That's
it's just great to see you. It's one of the best retirement gift ever.
I'm glad you like the retirement party. The card.
Are you going to get me a watch, or do you know if Mom's getting me a watch?
Your mom, my mom's getting you a watch, but your mom's getting you some mushrooms.
I quit.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green.
We hope you have enjoyed this audio tour of the Steinhardt Aquarium at the California Academy of Sciences. For more tours, go to youwillnotbelieve.com.